Hey y'all, my name is Desiree Perry.
I'm Devin Kitso Creed.
Laura Ayabusi.
Hey y'all.
Hey. Hey.
We are a Black Girls Bravo podcast.
A Black Girls Bravo podcast.
A Black Girls Bravo podcast.
Drum roll, please.
And we're live.
We're live.
We're live.
Season 2.
Yeah. Lucky if you're my fiance. Perfect.
Come on. Choo choo.
I'm crying.
I'm scared. I'm really scared too.
Hello.
Bonsoir.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. It's me. Me and the infamous Red Beret. I'm just here to say thank you to the cousins. Honestly, we had a great Paris trip. You know, we had a family affair, a nice little get together. I just wanted to shine light on my two sisters right here because we honestly like checked off a lot of boxes together, grew together as a podcast, and it was just an amazing experience. We do have some cool content we got to share with y'all, but yes, I just wanted to shed light. And also, you know, red beret appearance.
Oh, yes. And then the red beret is fitting good. It's not been added too much shape. Wee wee. And wee wee. I agree with everything that Desiree said. Cousins, we do have some content coming for you guys from Paris. So bear with us. But I agree with that sentiment. Paris was incredible. It was so amazing to be with y'all in person. Like, if you listen to the show, cousins, you already know the energy that we have together through our computer screens from literally opposite ends of the world. But when we're together, y'all.
Yes, it's really a problem.
A high.
Yes.
I'm still on a very high high.
I'm like, we are here November 25th. I am still mentally, physically in France. Like, I'm not here
on that balcony.
I'm on the balcony right now.
On the balcony.
Overseeing.
I'm at the loop.
I'm at the loop.
Hey, shout out to the loop. I'm in Paris right now. Y'all won't even believe, like, when things happen and it lines up magically, like, just take moments to document, okay? Whatever that looks like. Because we were in Paris off of that balcony, Kamala Harris. Wah. Like, that things happen. So... like, how did that happen? We got together. Then another black woman came into Paris and was on the same street as us. Got together. Like, it was dynamic. And I wouldn't have wanted to do Paris with anyone else. This was an amazing way for us to connect. Because y'all, cousins, if y'all aren't aware, we haven't even seen each other face to face and actually recorded in person or done anything together. It's been all virtual since we started this podcast. So it was an amazing feeling. And I'm in Paris with y'all right now. I'm in Paris with it.
I'm in Paris with y'all right now. You know what's crazy about the loop too? Because I feel like so many memories came from just us going to the loop that first night. That was not on the itinerary, but when I changed my flight, because remember, I wasn't supposed to get there until 8 p.m. the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, I'm going to order some Chipotle, chill with the girls, go to bed. But then when I moved my flight, I was like, okay, I know that we will all have just traveled. Let me find something that's on our street walking distance that, like, we can just go to get some food and chill. So that was like a spur of the moment, me looking literally on Google Maps, looking down our street.
And it was literally across from us. It was perfect radius from where we stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
amazing. Give me memories to last a lifetime.
Y'all need to holler at them at the loop.
Yes. Really, if you ever go to Paris and you are in the first arrondissement, find yourself to the loop.
That.
And tell them that Desiree, Devin, and Laura sent you.
And they're going to remember. And they're going to remember. They're going to remember. But definitely, cousins, stay tuned for that Paris content because we're going to definitely be sharing some of these memories. As we almost
can't wait. You know, it wouldn't be me if I didn't bring you the piping hot tea straight off the plane from Paris.
Bonjour.
Ooh, the tea is hot. Okay, so we covered and had been talking about everything that happened with Portia Williams and her new fiance and all that madness. Well, the rumors are true. Portia is getting a spinoff on Bravo. It's called Portia's Family Matters. It's premiering soon. I don't know the exact day, but it's going to cover her and Dennis's co-parenting relationship, as well as her newfound relationship / engagement with Simon Gwabadia, and then her family stuff. Now, it's unclear if she's going to return to Atlanta after this premieres, which I feel like would be smart for her, but we're going to see. Des, I see you. What you got to say?
I hope Dennis's mom reads Portia for Phil. Okay? I hope that she sits there and does exactly what she did it that one time when she was like, oh, so you just want to be a baby mama? I hope she does that. From the little trailer, we can kind of see that she did go there with Dennis talking about Portia. So I hope it's face to face. I hope Portia
no Portia filter,
low down, yep. Low down, raggedy.
I hope it is no filter.
Somebody gets real for her.
I hope someone definitely keeps it real with her, and I hope it's no filter from I was about to call her, I was about to say mother-in-law, but damn, that didn't even happen. Like, this whole thing is so sad.
And
so
not to even sad. Say that they had to happen. Not to even say they had to happen. It's
right.
It's what she's doing now, which is just like, girl.
It's just, yeah, it's like the moves made afterwards. And I'm not going, I don't know.
How do you explain that to your daughter? Like, I'm sorry, when stuff like that happens, how do you explain that kind of behavior to your daughter? Like,
one would say I fell out of love with one and found love with another.
Because what you're telling your daughter is that it is 100% acceptable for a married man to leave his wife for another woman.
Child.
What do old black people say? If you're gonna tell the story, tell it.
Tell it. And that's tell what
the
should,
whole story.
Don't spare nothing. Don't spare any of the details and keep it 100% with your child when they ask you. Because at the end of the day, like that's the real face that you gotta. Wow. Yeah. Those are the people that you're going to have to answer to at the end of the day, because yeah, that's the reflection of you staring back at you. So like, what you going to do? Influence a poor decision or provide clarity on the subject? Because half of these kids,
even take like my Kim Kardashian. Because let me tell you something. That was her and herself, and she didn't do no wrong to nobody else.
No, actually, no. Actually, I was watching a little TikTok, and I found out that she actually was sued right before she was getting sued for over $100
by Brandy's mom, by Ray's mom.
Yes,
I saw that TikTok
before that tape went out. So yeah, the baby girl ain't never been innocent. That family ain't never been innocent. Okay,
Hold on, that family.
They've been playing. Remember the dad.
So here's my thing. This is what I wonder. Do you think there's some full circle that's going on? How come Ray J is never poor? Like he's always a very wealthy man. Do you think that when that tape got sold, Chris signed him in on a back end deal to ensure that like any big monies that came, he would be a part of, like her brand and everything?
Listen,
because I'm just saying, allegedly,
she was getting sued, Des, and allegedly the profits of that production paid Ray J's mother. So however you okay, want to spend I, that,
there's that, no way that Ray J isn't getting a check too.
Exactly, a like part Kim of it.
Is, so. Yes. But I'm talking. But I'm talking about how Ray Kim J, is like a how Kim's like, is she a billionaire? Is she?
She's not a billionaire, but she.
Okay.
Oh no no no! I think she did is, last year. She made billionaire. No, I think she's a billionaire now.
I think Kyle. I know Kyle. Kylie, that's her name. Kylie was on that list. But
I think Kim is on there too now.
Okay.
Well, I just watch Love and Hip Hop sometimes, right? When the LA one was on. This man is actually like, he's wealthy. If you look at his net worth, like he's a lot of money. And like,
what I mean, but shouldn't he, with the accesses that you have, like, I don't think he's a stupid man.
And I think the thing, the difference between them two is Ray J, he's very strategic. Well, no, it's not even that much of a difference. I think Ray J is strategic in how he moves and how he wants to be portrayed in different spotlights. Like, I think the whole Love and Hip Hop thing is probably he did that to have people not think he was doing as well as he was. Because going off of that show, you wouldn't know. But he's smarter than he acts on that show.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be. Sure. Because he has major investments. He has major companies.
And he never will embarrass.
He's not a dumb man.
And he won't try and embarrass his mother intentionally. I know that much. Because if you ever watch him, he always is trying to make sure that everything is good over there. Now, some puzzle pieces are being revealed because they were missing. They were missing from the puzzle. Now we understand in that Miss Kim K may allegedly have literally paid the family, y'all. Paid them through the sex tape.
Well, so, she had to pay them back from the $130,000 she stole from the mom.
Wow. Mm. So, yeah.
What are you buying for $130,000 on somebody's car that's not yours?
Was she stealing from Paris Hilton? Was she stealing from Paris Hilton?
Child.
You know she wouldn't ever cut the hand that fed her.
Okay, right. But that's what I'm trying to say. She knew who to steal from, but you mm-hmm. thought wrong. Miss Sonia? Sonia don't play by hers.
It's crazy, yo.
Anyway, side note, what do you guys think about, we've already given them too much time, but what do you guys think about Kim Kardashian's alleged romance with Pete Davidson?
I like
this. I like him.
Davidson.
Too.
I liked him when he was with Ari. But what a I can't lie. His caliber of woman. Pretty nice.
He be pulling them, which makes you really wonder.
Because I mean Ari and Kim are both catches. Like I might not like Kim, but I mean she's a catch.
Yeah.
She's a catch.
And Ari is a catch. So
a catch.
It is.
I mean, I'm looking at Pete it. Like, what you got going on, Pete? What you doing?
Do we think that the sisters have moved on from black men to like the rocker chic?
For a trend, child. So I don't put it past them because you see.
I hope so, but you know, Chloe ain't going nowhere.
Anything.
Chloe's a snow bunny to the death. I wish, and she's the one that I wish would just stop.
She's not a snow bunny. She's half black.
Okay, so but no. I saw another TikTok that her dad is not OJ. Her dad is
the hairstylist.
Oh Lord, Chris! You know what?
Chris was a Rolling Stone. Okay, honey. Ken said, "No, Chris said."
Oh my god. What is going on?
Look here, that little crew was hot in the pants back in the day, okay? They were.
I mean, we know. Listen,
they was good time girls.
Yeah, the good time girls.
Faye, Kyle, Chris.
For sure.
Nicole, that was OJ's wife's name, right?
Yep.
They was getting around.
They was.
Wow.
It was loose.
You might have ghetto pinky, y'all.
Oh. Well, that's really crazy when you sit back and think about it. I think that honestly, these women, I'm sorry, have shown me that they will do anything for a trend. And I understand that they create trends. Like, I give them a bit of respect for setting something, but I think also, like, y'all are literally following trends off of the backs of Black influence. And that has always and forever will be the issue that I have with.
No, they're downsizing their bodies now.
Child, I don't give a damn. It's are still, they really? Mm-hmm. How?
I saw TikTok, yeah.
You sure I'll you weren't it. Just watching that video of the girl that looked like one of them with them?
No, it's because Kim and Chloe. Kim and Chloe are doing it.
Child, please, I hope they do, because they need to move on from taking Black culture, because I'm over it.
It's not even more that. Than that.
I'm tired of everybody looking like ants.
It's more than that. Like, because F that. I'm so sick that they even tell that much.
That ass realistic about how she walked.
I'm so sick that they even had that much influence on society nowadays to really be making baby girls think that they need to be getting that type of body shape in order to attract attention. So that it's deeper than that. I think at the end of the day, like, especially because what's the name? Chloe recently came out the side of her jawline and decided to have something smart to say about people when they were calling her out on things that we obviously can see that you have changed about your body, sweetheart. And she had the audacity to try and say she gonna start suing people and started getting people's accounts taken down because she had a problem with people when they were mentioning the obvious. If they really want to downsize their bodies now, because it's a downsize, because you were trying to upgrade, boo. Now that you're trying to downsize your body, if that's the case, you also need to come out with an open statement about the decisions that you made here and apology to all the people that you tried to make feel stupid when they were only making a remark about obvious things that you were doing to your body. Like, just like almost, I mean, I don't even want to bring her into the same conversation, but like Tamar, no, what's her name? From Basketball Wives.
Tammy
recently just came out sharing, I think, a bit of her story about her body issues and body dysmorphia and things like that. And I feel like anytime you are a public figure and like you know that you have a following that are so, you know, intensively like following your journey, you do have to kind of have that open letter to your audience to just let them know the real. Like, you don't have to give the details, but I expect honesty. I expect transparency. And honestly, like, if they're like downsizing their bodies, the whole entire Kardashian brand, they literally got off on everything that we are. Like, come on now, that's crazy. And I expect a letter, an open letter to the decisions that they make in. Because if not, I'ma still post photos of what you looked like in the past. And I was like, well, then why did you do this? Why did you do this?
Well, I think they understand obviously the influence that they have on the world, mm-hmm. not just, you know, it's the world. And I think they don't really, there's like a disconnect there because they know that they can do something and it'll be trendy by the morning time. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about like the bodies and like the stuff that they have done and how they've influenced so many people getting so much work done or feeling less than because they don't have the work done and all of this stuff, like, but then want to get up and talk about like their own issues, it's like, well, you kind of, when you're in that level of stardom, you do have some sort of responsibility.
That's exactly
to the
saying.
People that you influence. And I the thing that has always annoyed me about the Kardashians is that they don't take any responsibility or accountability. Mm-hmm. They can say that yes, they are in this public light and, you know, whatever, but they just lack that accountability. And I'm sorry, you're not a regular person. You don't get that privilege to not take accountability for the moves that you make and the influences that you have. And so that's always been one of my biggest problems with them, because when somebody confronts them on something, they're coming back for the person. Like, that's the shit that fucking narcissists do. Like,
yeah, exactly. And that's why, like, as of recently, that whole entire situation with Chloe put a really poor taste in my mouth. And I'm not going to lie. Like, when I watched the show back in the day, back in the day, like, I really did like Chloe. I thought that she was the sister, like, you know, of all of them.
She's the villain now. There's, like, a bunch on Twitter and TikTok about how, like, Chloe has become the villain. She was the people's favorite.
Yeah, she was my favorite. People's choice, because she was keeping it 100, like, you know, and it seemed like she was the most grounded until it was just like, oh no, baby, you falling for the same water that your sisters is sipping.
But not even that, now Chloe is really, like, evil spirited now.
Yeah.
Like, she's mean.
I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad. And, like, I understand, you know, over time too, like, certain things change a person. That's obvious. And repeated behaviors also, like, can also change a person. But I'm not going to give an excuse for the things that she has done and said recently, because ultimately, like, you see past the bullshit and the funk. Sorry, excuse my language. But that, like, there's a lot of things that you do need to take responsibility for and not try and pin blame nor any type of attention now on those that are your audience. They are your audience. You have clearly attracted a certain amount of attention to yourself. So you can't all of a sudden now be ready to jab someone just because they have a statement about how you look or something like that. And I feel like these people's statements too, that she went so crazy off of, like, weren't even, like, crazy statements. Like, the internet has said worse, okay?
Not even the words, the just posting a picture of her that was unfiltered.
Like, okay, babes, continue to do that instead of trying to do that Facetune stuff where we see your whole reflection in the shadow and it don't look like that.
Child.
Like,
oh,
fix it.
Child.
Fix it. How
is that? I will say, the one thing that I will say, and then we need to get off of them, because, like I said, we've already given them too much of our time.
Yes, please.
I will say, I don't know what Kim's motivations, her true intentions and genuine motivations are for pursuing her law degree and, you know, doing that. But I will say, I do tip my hat off to her, whether she's doing it for selfish reasons or whatever, what she's doing to get people off of death row and exonerated is incredible work. And I think that if you do have that influence,
use it. Yep. I 100% agree with that statement. I 100% feel the same way.
Ain't nobody else doing it.
Okay.
I mean, other people are doing it. Obviously, we have people on, like, our level. We have activists that are, you know, marching and stuff, but nobody at her level is doing it. So I do commend her for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say that. And I feel like this is something that, you know, us here on the actual ground level have been saying, that people with this amount of influence have so much power to do bigger and better things. And that's one of the things that I can honestly say, like, okay, at least she's acting towards that and using her power in a place that is making a difference. So with that, I tip my hat. And then we can move.
And so we move.
And we move.
And then we move. So next bit of Bravo news is a little sad. Well, I guess it's pretty sad. I would like to, and all of us at Black Girls Bravo would like to extend our condolences to Lisa Rinna and her family, because last week she announced that her mother, Lois, passed away. I think she was like 94. So that's what is a little bittersweet about it, because Lois was not lacking in life, but it's still hard. It's still hard when you lose a loved one.
Especially a parent.
Age, especially a parent. So hearts out to Lisa. And if you've ever seen Lois on Beverly Hills, she's just always been a firecracker. She was on the show not that long ago, in her 90s, and was, like, you know, still with it and was fun and entertaining. So I'm sure that that is a tremendous loss for their family.
Prayers are definitely out there for the family.
And last but not least, I'm not super excited about this. I guess the only thing I'm excited about is my champagne sister, Heather Dubrow. But Real Housewives of Orange County, new season is coming back. They've done a pretty decent shakeup to the cast. Mm-hmm. We have a few new people. Bronwyn is no longer on the show. And
Hold on.
Desiree is clapping.
Ron was no longer on the show, but Heather Dubrow is coming back, which I...
Oh my God, I was clapping for the wrong person.
You know what?
You know what? I would be clapping for Kelly Dodd.
Oh, child. Oh, child. No, that's a jump. Shout. Hallelujah. Shout.
Oh my God, I didn't realize. No, I kind of appreciated Bronwyn. I forgot. She was with the movement. Got you.
Yeah, I like Bronwyn. I got a little tired of all the like Bronwyn publicity that we had to keep covering last year. But yeah, Bronwyn's no longer on the show, which I think is probably good for her.
I think
Kelly
so
Dodd. Hail to the yeah is no longer on the show.
Hasha.
I heard her husband lost his
that
job
too.
Hasha.
But I'm excited to have Heather to go back on my TV screen. I love Heather. I love Terry.
Love Terry.
And she just brings, I think that she's gonna bring the class back into Orange County because let's be real. Orange County was the most ghetto the last couple years.
Yo, you are the one, Devin, that got me watching Orange County because I was like, yo, I can't get with it. I watched one episode. I can't get with it. I never finished a season. And Devin hit me up one day and she was like, yo, they are ghetto as hell. You just got to continue to watch these women. And I remember that mm-hmm. conversation so clearly. And when we had our shit show Sundays, we started to watch OC, yep. And I was like, wow, who are these women? Like, what? It really took me by surprise. And it was pure comedy for me watching these women because I was just like, oh, never. I could never be in an environment with these same women. Like, that was what went through my head. Like, oh, never. I could never. But at the same time, I'm watching them honestly, like, fight each other. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is actually comedy. So that was how I got into the whole entire franchise. And I actually don't believe I actually started from the beginning. It was just like, you telling me, no, finish that season because this one is getting good. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I think the first season that you may have watched was like, I think Vicky's either her last season or her second to last season.
I definitely watched
Vicky. Broke her foot or whatever.
Yeah, I watched that one. And then I was going to say I watched the one when she got with that guy, but then that's happened a few times.
Wait, Brooks or the because you know she's not with the new fiance anymore either.
I know. You guys brought that for Bravo News, and that was news to me. And I was like, come on now, girl. I was hoping that this was going to be it, girl. You were so happy. You were so excited about this. I thought this was something new. Girl, child. Something else ain't right there. That's another thing.
Her name is Vicky Can't Keep a Man Gulvinson.
Listen, some ain't right there. That's all I know. But that's none of my business.
It's her. And I mean, probably her choice of men is not the best also. I think she has a thing for assholes that I think she likes being with somebody that doesn't, she must be attracted to guys that don't like 100% show her that they're into her. Like, yeah. I've always had the feeling, even from her first husband, like, this man is not into you like that.
Right. I felt like, that too when I watched the show. And like, yeah, I haven't watched it from the beginning, but it always feels like, why are you with this man that isn't even building up your self-esteem, queen? Like, get it together. That is just not it.
Half the time don't even seem like they really like her.
Right. Like, don't even want to be around her. You know, another person that I feel the same way about? What's her name?
Emily.
Is her name Emily? The one that had that husband that couldn't pass the goddamn bar?
Yes. Yes. That's Emily. Her husband is not interested in her. I'm sorry.
Can't stand her. Every single time I will watch with Devin, I will be like, yo, Devin, like, they married? Like,
they are.
It did not make sense to me how this man was treating this woman. And I was like, what? She's over here wanting to do everything over and beyond. And like, y'all really be staying in relationships like that? And like, what is he
doing? And she makes so many excuses for him.
Oh, it was so sad. Oh, well,
he's studying. He's stressed out. Da-da-da-da. Girl, what's the movie called? He's just not that into you.
That's what I felt every time.
My husband is not embarrassing me on national television like that. No. The way that Sean has embarrassed Emily since you've been on the show.
They've never had
a relationship where it's been like, okay, yes, they are in love and they are partners. They are doing this together. I've never gotten that from them.
No, they're not.
And then she comes to the reunion and defends him.
Right. But they're not the vibes. Like, sweetheart, sorry. Mm-mm. It's not the vibes. It's not the couple goal vibes. It's not what you think it's selling. It's just really not there. It's actually quite frightening. I actually am like nervous every time because I'm like, if he passes that damn bar, he just might leave you, sis. You might need to be careful because that's the type that like will get up on his way, pack his stuff, not even tell you that he's leaving, girl. You just gonna come home and be.
I'm waiting for it to happen, and I don't wish that on anyone. But like at this point, unless he comes back this season with I don't even know. Did he pass the damn bar?
I think he finally did. So congrats to that.
Well, unless he comes back this season and is like worshiping Emily, then I don't have much faith for that whole situation.
Well,
I mean, maybe the bar was stressing him out.
It's not an excuse.
Child, if I had to take the bar 17 times, I'd be stressed out too.
Okay, it is stress. That doesn't mean that you treat the people around you like crap, especially not your wife.
I'm not saying everybody's doing things differently.
Emily was doing too much. She didn't even have time for herself. She was struggling. Help the girl.
She was doing everything. Even she his old milk. Ass parents was helping her. Yeah, she was doing everything. And I hate to see it because for such a like powerful woman like Emily, like she just gives you that feeling like, yeah, she's a boss ass bitch. But then when I see the way that she acts with her husband, I'm like, well, what happened? What happened to that energy?
Mm-hmm. What happened? Come on, to like the
this 4'9" man, you gonna let him make you feel this small, sis? No, snap. I'm not here for that.
Des, did you have anything for Bravo News? Because I feel like you had something that you wanted to say.
I don't know if y'all been on Twitter, but there is a Twitter and TikTok. I think it is circulating TikTok too. That there is this young 20-year-old girl from Toronto named Sophia. And there's a hashtag going on talking about surviving Sophia. This girl single-handedly scammed, dipped, and flipped her way into the LA influencer world. And somehow Joanne the scammer her hands onto $11 million.
Wait. Hold up.
And I'm talking about $11 million, bro. Like the story, you can look up the hashtag surviving Sophia. It's crazy. This girl literally finagled her way into this scene and was made friends with Ricky Thompson and Denzel, his best friend, Denzel Zion, I think, Jack Harlow, like other influencers we don't know the names of, was like, always popping up places, was stalking people, stole from her family, her cousin in London. It's like, look it up, bro. Look up the hashtag surviving Sophia. Honestly, on TikTok is where you'll get like visuals, but you'll also get some good storytelling on Twitter as well. So, and I guess they held a space like on you know, like the Clubhouse on Twitter. While the influencers were talking about it. And basically, Ricky Thompson said, the only thing she got out of me was a dress because she ain't have no money for no clothes.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I saw a TikTok with this lady, this woman, Sophia, a picture of her last night. And it was a guy that was like, I forget exactly what he was saying, But he was like, oh, I was at a party with her, but I lost my phone at that party. And I was like, I didn't get it. And
she stole that phone. Yeah. I saw that sentence. I was like, how ironic that night that he was like, no, you can't see my phone. And she was like, cool, I'll snatch it from you behind it. She stole it. She tried to get you for your consent. You said no, so she stole it. How ironic. I saw that same one too.
I am definitely going to. So she was not an influencer. She was just hanging out with the influencers.
She literally would be like, she'd meet one person and then like be like, oh, I'm so and so's friend. And you know that in LA happens. That in LA is very just like, because it's just so showy and people just went. So it's like social climbing. Like that's all it is. Oh, you know so and so. Okay, so and so. And then you see this girl, and if she pops up at a party, you're like, oh, that's so-and-so's friend. Yeah, let her in, blah, blah, blah. And that's how, it happens, and, Oh, I did hear one part, though, that she did essay someone. Or she said she got essayed, but then there's this guy saying that he woke up feeling drugged or that he was drugged. So I'm like, if she had any part in that, sis, you're doing too much. Also, there was naked pictures of him. Like, she was taking naked pictures or pictures of his clothes off. Something crazy. Yeah.
What? So,
all fun and games until I read that part.
Oh, no. This girl is actually not okay.
No, she's psychotic.
Not okay. Not okay.
That's crazy. But there's so many people that want to be influencers and they want all of those perks that come with being an influencer. And it's really unfortunate because she could have just become an influencer off being best friends with one. And instead she chose to steal and scam people.
Well, the crazy part about the tea is that when she said that Jack Harlow S-A'd her, she also said that she was pregnant by him. When one of the girls or one of the people had messaged her and was like, hey, girl, I have some tea. I know you said you're Jack Harlow's girl, but word on the street is he has a different girlfriend. And she was like, I have updates. I haven't gotten my period or something crazy, bro. The whole story is freaking crazy. And just to know there's crazy people out there like that. Gary, just wanted to show you that.
And now they don't know where she's at.
No, I don't think they do. This is in hiding.
Yo, she got that $11 million and dip. She probably off on an island right now.
That's wild.
The name and everything. Sophia is living a different life right now. Let me tell you, if you steal $11 million, bro, you ain't sitting around to get caught.
You're not.
Well, she's also so she did end up somehow scamming this one black girl out of money. But let me tell you what girl sis did. Sis threatened to get her deported.
Oh shit.
And like, if you don't get my money, I'm gonna get you deported.
Wow. I mean, you can't play with people's money and their lives like that, okay? It's in a game.
And she's from Canada. Honestly, it's better than here anyways.
Right. Go home. Don't be here.
All right. Well, that was Piping Hot Tea. Your hosts are back.
Yes.
And thanks for tuning in. Wee-wee.
I think Meredith might know something. For me, it was, why aren't you surprised? What did you know? Or what did you pull up, or have you been researching this person for a while to say, I wasn't surprised, I know this, or I expect to know this, and it's gonna happen.
I did have concerns that things weren't adding up. I did not feel like I knew who she was. And I was at a point where when I had left for Colorado, that I was, sort of like, okay, I've got a lot going on here. I have a lot of things, in my brain that I have to work through with my father, with my own grieving, my own loss.
Didn't.
But I knew that I was not in a settled place with Jennifer and having a friendship with her. And I had thought, I'm going to address this in Vail and just kind of say, look, let's coexist, but we don't need to be friends. And that's sort of the place I was at. And then she got arrested, which just threw a wrench in that plan.
No, she didn't. Okay. I was just going to say this. I think that this whole situation
is so, I don't even know how to even start with Salt Lake City right now, because it was already rattling hearing the news, dealing with Jen Shah, knowing about the arrest in live time when this happened. Okay. And then now watching the footage of how now Meredith is involving herself in how serious this is on the behalf of really looking into a private investigator on Jen Shah, like your castmate. I think that that is
excessive.
I think that, you know, in other seasons of Real Housewife, like if we're to compare, you know, Real Housewife beefs and dramas and things like that, I feel like in past seasons, like we had, you know, Nene or Kim send a hairdresser or two and get the news and the tea and find out who is this person in the streets? Why is this person? Who is this person? And why are they familiar to all these sorts of
folks? Not even all of that, Lar. Literally, we've had, okay, this is the problem. It gets down to your child is in grown folks' business. Mm-hmm. Your child decided to speak on grown folks' business, so he's going to be approached as if he's grown. Okay, mm-hmm. That's just number one. Right. When Kim Zolciak's daughter was in Nene's house saying this and that, no PI was needed. They both exchanged words. Kim stood 10 toes down to handle her business, and then you move on. To get a PI involved to figure out some text messages, bro, you know that's Jen.
Stop. She's always been
it's
sneaky.
There's interior motives. It's not, yes. The PI wasn't just investigated for this little thing, okay?
No.
The PI was investigated to find out exactly
who she is.
You have married it. Stop it.
Stop it.
I really don't like it, and it really does leave a bad taste in my mouth about Meredith, because like you said, Lara, like in history of Real Housewives, of course we have this messy stuff where somebody, you know, we have Robin and Giselle delivering the pizza to Karen. We've got, you know, hairdressers popping up to find information. That's all good and well. Like those are the moments, those messy moments that we live for on this show. But to hire a private investigator because of, number one, your child, like you said, Des, in grown folks' business. But I personally feel like Meredith is a very stoic, and she's got another side to her that she's very strategic.
It reminds me of Caroline, and we don't need another Caroline.
Right, because she plays dirty. Because you're actually messing with someone's life, and this is when it crosses the line. Because let's not forget, this is your job.
Remind the cousins, Desiree, who Caroline is. What Caroline are you referring to?
Caroline from New Jersey.
Okay.
Manzo. Yes,
the Manzos. Yes. That's exactly, she reminds me of that, like, my family, when people get too much on that, you shouldn't be on this kind of show, because when you're signing up for reality TV,
you're exposing your family.
Yes, we are going to see your reality. So if you have some secrets, they're going to get exposed. So be it. And if you thought that person was going to keep it solid,
when you got on the show.
But the thing is, maybe she didn't think that Jen would say, this is my thing. You need to go, hey, you might have saw some things in New York. Hey, can we keep that between us? I really don't want that come up on the show. If y'all did that conversation and then Jen was moving how she was moving, then I get it. But y'all didn't have that. Jen understands the assignment. She's going to make some drama.
Yeah.
She's going to ruffle. She's going to do
She's the housewife on the show. So also, this is the thing too. I've also seen and definitely noticed in previous seasons where these women don't want their family that much involved in the show. They want to be the main character of their ish. They have had these conversations with their family, trust and believe, to not have too many conversations with these women. If you don't want time on the show, and if you don't want to be mic'd up, then let me bring it full scope. They put a mic on your son. You wanted him involved in the conversation. So at that point,
was he not there when they were filming? Was he not there when they were filming to see whatever he was there?
Body parts. Brooks loves being on this show. He thinks he is a housewife at this point.
He got
without Jen. There was no reason for him to be on the show again this season because that tired ass fashion show with the one track suit, bro, not going for it.
I'm still looking for more on
talk about it.
I'm still looking for more on the tracksuit. Like, that is your lane. I would really prefer for us to hear more on that because this back and
forth. Hire a private investigator for
we haven't seen his mama in the tracksuit once this season, by the way, right?
Okay. Let's really
I feel like we saw Jen in it.
We saw Jen in the suit. We have photos of Jen in the suit. I have not seen Meredith in the suit.
No, but I think this season we see Jen in the suit. I think we did. Earlier on. I might be wrong, but I think we did.
Mama Bear, I understand you feel like your son was under attack. And with all respect, I get that. No, with all respect, I get that. Don't let anybody talk about your family.
My kid shouldn't be in other people's business.
But nonetheless, even if my child did say inappropriate comments, okay, my child is a child. You are a grown ass adult. So
no, but he's not a child, though.
I will address both of y'all the same, where this is inappropriate behavior on both parts. Like, that's just the moral of the story. It's inappropriate for your son to be talking to your friend in this matter. And it's inappropriate for your assistant, Jen, whatever the hell was going on, to be encouraging conversations around this young boy who I don't even think is of age. It's inappropriate.
Yeah, he is. He's in college. He's like a sophomore, junior in college.
But let me tell y'all this. I don't know if she's very active, but she definitely has those. She still has those Mormon principles to her. She's in denial about who her son is. Like, don't, the language that she used just really was a red flag for me. Like, I mean, I do think that you should let a person come out on their own, and so that is not cool if he wasn't out. But Meredith, I also need you as his mother to accept who he is and not be retaliating against Jen because you think that she's making something up about your son or influencing him.
Right.
As if he could be influenced as to what Jen says to choose his sexuality. Like, that's not a thing, Meredith.
No, it's not.
And I really think that's where a lot of her anger was fueled from, on top of her affair that she was having.
Yeah.
Her extramarital affair that she was having. So
it's so silly when I look at this, like, from, you know, now looking at all the puzzle pieces, like some of the fragments of season one and the reasons why Meredith didn't really like Jen and how their relationship kind of, you know, dwindled at the end of that season and put a rift between clearly her and Lisa, Meredith and Lisa. And I feel like that beef was still like, why? It's not that deep. Like, let's ask some questions, find out what's really tea, and then move. But now it's this whole storyline for sure with her son now involved. And like, now this PI that you've called on this woman who you felt once so comfortable around bringing around your family, bringing around your business, bringing around all parts of you. And it's just like, the same way that you want to be Mama Bear about, like, you know, protective about your son and all these things that are being said and the conversations, you still need to vet, obviously, who comes around your son. So why go through the extra paperwork?
And Jen was fine last season.
Okay.
Jen was in your home. Jen was around your children. Jen was in your store. So if you had those red flags then, why would you? Because if I have red flags about somebody, they're not coming inside of my home.
Thank you. Thank you.
If I feel an off feeling about somebody, they're not going to come around my children and, you know, come around my business. So Meredith, I just don't understand how she spent time and her money
to now look for a PI to look further into this person who you are bringing around you. That's weird. That's weird. You can easily decide to be like, that's not my cup of tea. But instead, you're willingly allowing her to come amongst your circle and in your inner meh. And you now want to be looking at her like, I'm going to look into her. I'm going to get a PI's
look at her. You know what? This is why white women age like raisins. Because y'all don't mind your own business.
Worried about the wrong shit. Exactly.
Worried about mind the yours. Wrong shit.
Stress. Mind your own business.
Because if it was a black woman, they'd be like, she might be doing something fishy, but that's none of my business. I'm just going to keep her at arm's length and keep it moving. But Meredith consumed herself to the point of hiring a private investigator, which they're not cheap. To basically break her this doing woman's that, life apart.
Between her doing that and Lil Lisa, the bar is low, real low. Having six lawyers
not the bar, it's low.
On retainer.
Weak. Weak.
Low bar energy. Low bar energy.
Weak. The bar is low because I will say I was really excited to really see...
More
season
of her
two of Barlow.
Just for her to be on some stupid shit.
I was really concerned. Like when I watched her on the bus, y'all. First off, Salt Lake City. I'ma first say serving, giving, doing well. I appreciate the 90-minute episode. I appreciate all of that. That was great. Needed it. Appreciate it.
The van ride episode was
chef's kiss.
It was chef's kiss. But
reality television, like gold. Like,
needed it.
I would love to see someone top that.
Like, don't cut the footage. We needed all of that. Don't cut it. Let it roll.
Like,
let it roll like a B-roll. Let it roll. Let it roll. Because I needed to see every single second of that. And I appreciated all 90 minutes. So first, thank you, Bravo, for that. But when we were watching those scenes, I was seeing a side of Lisa and I was like, damn, girl. Damn, girl.
She was a thespian that day, honey. Child was rolling for the cameras. She was, I mean, she didn't break character once. That was some of the best acting I think I've ever seen. I mean, the tears... The concern look while she's
the
buried
six
in her
lawyers,
phone,
baby.
Calling her six attorneys.
Why you got six attorneys on
why camera? Do you have six attorneys?
One will say
here's the thing. I know y'all here's the thing. And y'all want to try Vita Tequila so damn badly. Is that why she got all those damn lawyers? People drinking
child,
that shit.
She must have a lot of lawsuits if she got six attorneys.
She not new. Why do you not have? New? Not new. True. Not new. True. Don't ask about her. Know about her. If she got all them people on call, listen, that's the people that you need to definitely be a little wary of because they know how to get between some gray areas, okay? And that's...
But she is Mormon, so maybe it's like...
attorneys.
Well, here's the thing. They are Mormon, so maybe it's like within, like, she knows, like, six...
Within her community. It's very true. That too. That too.
And maybe they, like, do things differently, because I don't know. My friend Alan was telling
me... A Black Girls Bravo will retract their statements if we said something ignorant, but... I think in that moment, her calling all six lawyers and it seemed very like, am I okay? Am I good? Am I good? Am I okay? Seemed
that
very...
on top of the dramatics of like, oh my God, I'm devastated. Heather saying that this is trauma. Oh my God, now we have this shared trauma.
She
oh my
say
God.
That.
Like,
she
y'all, I know you.
That.
I know you fucking lying.
I know you lying.
What?
They went there with that. They did say the shared trauma thing.
Is it trauma or were you just riled up? They weren't there for none of y'all, which I'm sure you knew, or maybe Lisa Barlow didn't. I don't know, because she had to call her six damn lawyers. But the tears and the dramatics and the... I would have been just like Jenny in that situation. Pass me the Cheetos and a beer because I'm just trying to go on this trip.
Okay, can we talk about how Jenny was a mood? Okay, Jenny don't even know the girl. Jenny don't even know Jen like that. It was like, she's innocent until proven guilty. And why are we sitting here off, like, getting so just like distraught off some charges? Like,
again,
we don't even know the full
again,
story.
That's why we age. That's why we age better.
We age differently.
Stress. And I promise you, stresses. And also like, okay, I know I'm skipping ahead, but Heather at that table talking about Meredith was like, oh, so you're just gonna go visit her at prison? You're gonna go to prison because she's gonna go to prison.
Oh girl.
Yes, I'm gonna go visit her at prison. Of course, she's going to prison. Of course. I'm gonna go visit her in prison.
Dramatic. I don't understand. It was too much. Like, y'all are acting so bad to the point where I don't believe none of y'all are genuine at this point.
None of y'all.
Meredith was pissed that Jen would have people from the group going to visit her. She was not going for it, y'all.
I was very disturbed watching the women have this conversation about Jen. I'm going to be honest. I was very disturbed watching them have this conversation about Jen on circumstances and things that we don't know any knowledge of. And immediately,
like, insinuated an affair. Girl, shut up.
Yo, can we talk about that? Can we go there? Jen was out the room for 2 seconds, and here these women go now talking about infidelity, talking about she a scammer, talking about she don't got real credentials, talking about she don't have clearances in Louis Vuitton, talking about she don't got this.
And that's a lie. And that's a lie. I've never heard something so ignorant. And what's so crazy is, like, Meredith, someone of your stature should know. Like, I've just never even heard anyone ever say you will get flagged for spending cash only at Louis Vuitton. That would wipe out probably 75%. Exactly. You understand?
All the time.
Girl, what?
She has no room to be speaking on these matters, and that's why you sound silly right now, sweetheart.
She's trying to build a case. She's trying to persuade the viewers of how bad of a person that Jen is. If you really want to be honest, all of these women saying, oh, Meredith knew something, Lisa knew something, y'all all knew something, because Jen wasn't even processed in the jail before these bitches start talking shit.
Twisting and turning and riddling and all types of
Meredith was in the tub.
That was ridiculous. Okay. That was ridiculous.
Having people come to your house, like, you need to greet them. Like, I agree with Meredith.
Or have a greeter
like that.
Or have a system in place if you wanted to take a bath. You just gonna leave your front door unlocked and just have these guests come through the house? Absolutely not.
I think it is 100% unacceptable for you to be in the tub. Now, if you want to have a greeter, yes, that's one thing. But you still need to be in the position to greet all these people that you just invited on the trip.
It wasn't even her tub. It was Heather's tub.
And that's so disrespectful.
And that was trifling.
I'd be like,
bitch,
now I got a shower in here where you just sat your dirty ass body in my vacation tub.
It wasn't even your
room. And that's another thing. I'm also gonna jump right into this. Hygiene 101. I really don't care, bro. If you take baths, you gotta take a shower afterwards, bro.
No, you have to take a shower before.
Yeah, it's before you take the bath.
Before. Because
I'm glad there's somehow some way a shower's being taken.
Yes. If you ever go
I'm just glad.
If you ever go to a spa and they have like hot tubs available, you take the shower first, you wipe whatever the outside that is on you off, and then you go into your soak with, you know, 15-20 minute duration, be safe. But I think at the end of the day, let us speak to that, because definitely don't be sitting in no tub in your dirt. And at least not like scrubbing yourself down before you get out the tub. That's not a bath. That's just nasty.
When I was listening to it, I was like this the whole time.
I was really disturbed because she said she was going to get out when Mary came. And then I'm sure the ladies did not arrive shortly after Mary got there.
Was in the goddamn tub. She reheated that tub. Add some more bubbles. Girl, because bubbles don't.
What is Mary supposed to do? I would feel so weird if I like arrive on vacation and I'm like, oh damn, my host is in the tub, so I don't know where anything is.
Terrible.
You ain't gonna show me around.
Show me around.
Because you got a tour. Because you got a tour. You remember that?
He sure did.
She got a tour and champagne.
Terrible.
You know what? She's a horrible host because obviously that property was gifted, or at least like, you know, probably had a deal, because like the way they were like, because I'm saying the name, I was watching Watch What Happens Live,
and Amy Phillips is the one who plugged them. Meredith was like, oh, I love the house that we stayed in. And Amy was like, Cuvée? Like, yeah. How is someone else? They like.
Mm-mm. Meredith is very, she's giving very me is me energy. And
I don't trust her. I don't trust her. And like I said to y'all in our private group chat, I won't say I don't trust you, but I'm looking at anybody a little sideways that doesn't, okay, we're in one place together. We're going to place B together and we ride separately. Y'all, that's how Biggie got.
Girl.
And Meredith is hosting. It's not even like she's like, oh, well, I'm coming from blah, blah, blah. I had to
walk. How ironic.
So I'll meet you there. You know what I mean? She's going from Salt Lake to Vail. It's not like she was in Vegas or New York, whatever. She's going from the same place to the same place.
Earlier than everybody else.
She's with the ladies and she's the host.
She knew something, and then Jen is arrested.
Mm-mm.
She knew something.
Tell me that's not a setup.
Something don't seem right at all. I don't like it. I think that we can generally say here, we feel like Meredith is a rat. I feel like if you don't want somebody around you, just don't invite them to be around you. Like, it's not that hard. Like, what? 1 + 1 = 2. Like, let's figure it out. And as far as her going as far as getting a PI and even interjecting into reasons as to why this arrest happened, and her clearly now creating a line of division saying she doesn't want to be around Jen. Very dramatic, very unnecessary, very much her storyline. Thank you for showing up. I personally now have rated you. Bitch is piss poor. If this is your way of trying to get back at her, or your way, it's giving off envy, it's giving off jealousy, it's giving off hate.
But it's like all of this because you and your husband had an open marriage.
Yes, all of this because
the thing is, they were okay with having an open marriage.
All of this, but again, it's because of something that Devin spoke to briefly. It's because of this Mormon faith. And what she is doing in these streets and what her family is doing up in these streets that may be the reason why she's acting loony goo-goo crazy. Because the way that she's acting right now is not that no one in the room is aware of this. Like, everybody knows your tea. Is it that you don't want the world to know your tea? Then get off of reality television. That's the mere answer to this.
I also feel like I just don't. We are 30, almost 30, you guys. We've gone through some things. We've met a lot of people in our lives. And we've lost a lot of friends in our lives. Unless somebody actually did something to hurt me purposely.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to hurt me purposely, whether it be emotionally, physically, whatever. Even the friends that I have lost along the way, I still wish them well. You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever want to be friends with you again, but I hope that you have a fruitful life and you do well in your endeavors.
And you move.
The fact that Meredith and... Exactly. And then you move. The fact that Meredith and Jen were so close, and in the process of what? How many months? You go from being such good friends with her to literally wishing the worst on her. She is facing up to 60 years in prison the rest of her life. Unless she lives to be 100 and something. You are wishing the worst on her. Like, that, there's something about that type of person.
Energy. It's the energy. The energy.
Over
that
a clutch.
That.
Over
girl,
a clutch as well.
Hold on.
But over the clutch as well.
But let's talk
over
about the clutch.
Clutch.
Go ahead, Dan.
Because the clutch is also probably added to the reason why she wanted to dive deeper into Jen's life. And that's again another reason.
The clutch is a lie.
You don't know how to talk to black. You don't know how to talk to black and brown people. You don't know how to get the root of shit. Let's just really get there.
Did that look like a green clutch to you? Did that look like a green $1,500 clutch to you?
No, it wasn't green. And y'all, we don't know him like that, but we know Murillo. That, and he came out and told the situation, and he also spoke to the gravity of, you don't throw bullshit accusations like that around for black and brown people.
She don't know how to talk.
But can we talk about the Heather part too, where Heather had the audacity to think that she could put her two cents in, talking about he like took tips and it's against policy, as if he was stealing. First of all,
she didn't add that in there. It's unnecessary. Yes. Y'all are creating more heat for yourselves. If this is not the fight that you want, why add to it? I am convinced. I'm convinced, Meredith. I'm convinced. I'm sorry. I'm convinced at this point, Meredith, I'm sorry. You do not know how to speak to black and brown people. Your radar is off. If you wanted Jen as a friend, why the hell did you send PI on her? If you wanted to find friendship in her, why didn't you just address any of these things with her before you are now going on live television and speaking blasphemy? This is sick. This is that weird white woman energy that I really can't get with. And it's simply because you don't know how to speak to the black or brown person in the room. You definitely are not going to throw no allegations of someone stealing something when they were willing to bring back the product the next day. Why are we even speaking about this? That was clearly a misunderstanding.
Okay, but wait. Des, did you get, because from what I got from it is that was planted in their bag.
Yeah, I got that, like, first of all, from what I read from Murillo was, he was like, what the fuck? Like, once I noticed that was that, I came back immediately and gave it back. Like, he's not that kind of person. And
it's
also,
not like he knew that it was in his bag. He said once I noticed it.
But it's just like that silly mentality of, oh, you know, she got caught for fraud, so obviously everyone around her is a criminal. Every company she keeps is a criminal. It's right. Like,
and that's that stereotype.
Because who is her company that she keeps? She employs especially Polynesian people, brown people.
Giving opportunity to those.
Her children are black. Her family is black and Polynesian. And these are the people that she keeps around her. And y'all trying to villainize all of them?
A gaggle of white women.
They trying really to are. Say that all these brown and black people are criminals and suspect. I don't
anyone
like
anyone brown or
like
black
it.
Coming into Utah, girl. Anyone brown or black? Now we need it.
Because here comes Mary's storyline. Because you know they're about to get into Mary's ass now, child. Mary, you ain't clear.
Now, right. You ain't safe either. You ain't safe
it's
either.
Crazy.
Girl.
You think you cackling and Joe's gonna be on you?
But Meredith, child. With Meredith, that's the one you definitely need to be careful around. Because that girl
Meredith is defending Mary. Yeah, I was gonna say Meredith is holding it down for Mary for some reason. She is.
I don't get it. I don't get it unless they got some shady shit. And this is why I just don't understand. Like, keep that same energy because there's a few criminals on this cast, if you want to be real. So why are y'all coming so hard for Jen and y'all not coming so hard for the woman who has what the third death on her belt?
Jeez.
From people in her circle, the third death. And I'm not saying that Jen was right if she is guilty. I do think, you know, you're guilty until proven innocent. Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, I'll go say.
Innocent until proven guilty. And if she did what she's accused of, I think that is absolutely wrong. But
we don't know.
There are no dead bodies in Jen's case.
There's no dead bodies. I ain't even trying to talk too long on this because I already told y'all how I feel. This shit is weird weird to me. Cousins, if y'all are not made aware of this update, by the time you hear this episode, let us be the first ones to share with you that Cameron, who was on the air this season, season two of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, is no longer here with us. Now, praying for his family. And praying for the loss, but Cameron is no longer here with us and is very suspicious and is very uncomfortable With that being said,
why you better tread lightly, bitch.
That's enough. Listen, with that being said, that's the reason why I am going to tread lightly. And I'm just going to make sure that y'all are aware of the update. I believe Bravo. What's the name of the damn after show? I can't even fucking get my thoughts together anymore because it's freaking rattling.
Watch what happens live.
Watch what happens live.
Did they talk about it there?
I think they gave a few minutes to bring us everyone's notice, but it's just really challenging for me to think that everything is okay over there in Utah when things like this are happening. And we don't know much about this Cameron story. I don't know why Meredith is really taking this strong stance with Mary, but I will say my problem that I have with Mary at this moment right now, because it caught me off guard when she said this, is that she always felt as if there was something about Jen.
A scammer, birds of a feather flock together. A scammer can tell another scammer. You ain't gonna see here. You gonna see here. So Mary, you telling yourself, yeah, girl, but you did. You looked right into the mirror, didn't you?
Because there's no reason why, Mary, you really got ill will towards her right now. What, Mary's a comment on Instagram?
Off of herself, and she's trying to get in with the other women.
And she needs and to
right now, the leg that she has to stand on is, okay, it's I hate Jen. It's we all hate Jen, so let me get in there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Mary has nothing in common with these ladies. Have you not seen her interact with them? All she knows how to do is berate and argue with people. She doesn't know how to have a regular, like, the woman is out there, y'all. And again, I'm not going to say too much because I'm not trying to have Mary Cosby and her disciples come from me.
Girl.
But what I will say is it's fishy.
It's very fishy.
Math ain't mathin'.
The math
ain't
mathin' here, people.
The clicks ain't clicking.
Then you don't know Mary, and that's why you didn't call me back for this event. Wrong girl.
I'm not above anything.
You can go.
You're not hearing me, Mayor.
Little girl.
Altogether, I'm interested to see how this is all going to unfold. I am interested to see, like, how Jen pursues filming going forward because, you know, after this, she took a hiatus from social media. But I'm also interested to see, like, are we going to tap into the Mary team? Like, if we are, we are. And I'm here for it. And if they don't, you know, I understand producers. I understand you like your life.
You like to say you like your life. We understand that you like your life. But I will say I will be excited if production can definitely dig deeper into this because season one, we got nothing. We got a closet and we got bare bones about Mary.
So if, this,
if y'all want to understand the assignment, it would be for y'all to definitely give us background on who this woman is that y'all decided to make a Real Housewife of Salt Lake City. And that's it. Why is she the housewife that we want to watch? And that's it.
Who is Mary Cosby?
I think that Bravo. Not the Twilight Zone. I just think that Bravo knows. I think Bravo is not stupid. The people that work for Bravo are not stupid. And I think that people talk. Mm-hmm. All this stuff that they're saying about Mary and her church, that's not new information. They only started filming, a year and a half ago? Like, this is no... All of the information that we have on Mary Cosby did not just surface in between the first and the second season. And I think Bravo, because let's be real, y'all, we love the Real Housewives, and the people that are loyal to the Housewives are always going to be loyal to the Housewives. But let's be real. Bravo is clearly what they're trying to do is to bring new people in, and they're holding on. They're revamping a lot of shit. We got New York not coming back next year. We have OC bringing Heather Dubrow back. We've got Dubai starting. We have Salt Lake City just in their second season. So Bravo is really trying to play their cards right to keep the momentum going. And they probably got tipped off by somebody, because a lot of people like to run their mouths in Salt Lake City, it appears. And they probably said, hey, follow this woman who she's married to her grandfather or her step-grandfather. And hey, by the way, she runs a cult. Bravo lives for this type of shit. So let's not, Bravo, they're not saints either. They know what they're doing, and they probably are waiting for shit to pop off so that they can catch it, just like they caught Jen almost be arrested.
Just on time. Just okay? on time. You got a point. You got a point, Devin. You do have a point.
Because think of the ratings. Think of the ratings. If they actually have a woman on their show who's been on their show for a while that comes out, she was a cult leader. Because think of even all the people, like regular, degular, schmegular people.
That's ratings.
That happen to watch That's ABC ratings. And watch the Housewife and the Hustler. And now they're going back to watch Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Now we have the Jen Saw special. So people are going to go back and watch Salt Lake City. So then we got, and think of all the people that came to Bravo after Teresa got arrested. I remember people, like old people asking me about that. So think of all the people that are going to come over to Bravo to watch Salt Lake City after some shit pops off with Mary Cosby. They know what they're doing.
They know
what they're doing. Bravo's not dumb. They're not dumb.
That's facts. Wow. That's facts. Well, wrapping up Salt Lake City right here, because we could talk about that for the whole 90 minutes that they gave us. I would say my temperature check on Salt Lake City, I am very pleased with the franchise so far. I think for them being a new show, for them getting this 90-minute special with everything that we needed, all the juice, all of that, that was needed. And I feel like this season, I am really seeing each person for who they are instead of like people kind of hiding behind one another. I have my feelings about Whitney. I have my feelings about Heather. I have my feelings about Jen. I have my feelings about Jenny. I have my feelings about Lisa. Got my feelings about Meredith. And I feel like all of them are based upon who they've shown up as this season. And it's been an interesting roller coaster, but I'm still going to give it a good A. I'm entertained. I'm definitely interested to see what happens this upcoming week. I have to double check if we get an episode because it's a holiday weekend. But that in mind, definitely I could possibly rewatch some episodes. And that's how you know it's good. If you rewatch so that you catch up on, yeah, that's how you know. So that's how I'm feeling about Salt Lake right now. And if Jen wasn't on the show, Jen Shaw, that is, I feel like there wouldn't be anybody's storyline for the show this season. So that's my final review.
Period. I agree. I'm going to go ahead and give them an A plus, or, you know, how we do it over here in, I'm not going to say where I'm at because I just talked a whole lot of shit about Mary F. Cosby, Mary M. Cosby. but over here, she would get a five out of five. The grade for this season so far, I guess we're not even halfway through this season, are we? I guess what do they usually have, like 14 episodes? We're at episode 6 or 7. Like they're delivering.
They are.
I haven't been bored with a single episode, and y'all know because we sit here and talk about all the shows and the way the seasons go. Like I have been thoroughly entertained. Even though I have some thoughts and some feelings about some of the ladies, that's why I watch the show. Like, this season has really restored my faith in the Housewives franchise, to be honest.
Bravo. From the Black Girls, like, Bravo.
Why am I watching this shit? Like, I love it, but also sometimes, like, the shit is so, like, mundane and, like, trivial that I'm like, what the hell? But this right here, this season,
doing well.
It's great.
They're doing it's well. Great.
So A+. So thank you, Salt Lake. We'll see where the rest of the season goes. And also, side note, can we talk about the fact that like Jen is, and I don't know if this is to her benefit or to her demise, but the fact that she was so quick to be like, okay, back to work, like literally meeting with her lawyer with the cameras. And I don't know, like, I don't know how to read that personally, because some people will be like, oh, she has nothing to hide. Other people be like, you know, right now they're saying she has like personality disorder or whatever, and she can't take accountability. I personally haven't even thought about that. I don't know on which side of that spectrum I stand, but I love a housewife that is not afraid to share anything.
Okay.
Period.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Exactly. Thank you for showing
up. It is a job.
It is a job. Thank you for showing up. Okay. And on that note, we can seal it with a bow. Actually, hold on. We're going to seal it with my pink scarf that I just got from Plato's Closet, my Banana Republic scarf. In honor.
Did you get the Burberry John?
I got the Burberry John too. I got the Burberry John.
Right.
I got the Burberry John too, but I got my scarf in spirit of Salt Lake. We sealing it with a scarf.
Yeah, seal it with a scarf.
Thanks for listening to this episode of a Black Girls Bravo podcast. And be sure to add us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Black Girls Bravo Podcast. Also, make sure you hit that subscribe button on your favorite streaming platform for podcasts. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.